Hi, I'm Alicia.
And I'm Hannah.
And this is Chasing Sustainability, a podcast for people looking to build a better future for the planet. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chasing Sustainability, a podcast for people looking to build a better future for the planet. My name is Alicia.
And I'm Hannah.
And we're your hosts. And we've been gone for a while. And we want to say we are very sorry. Life happens. I've got school. I've got work. I've got a life outside of those things. Hannah's got a life outside of her things. And, you know, school just kind of took over my life for a while and I was really stressed out. Okay. I think the plan originally was to just take a couple of months off, but that turned into 3 months and then that turned into 4 months. And I was okay with that.
I think it was good for the soul. I think now we're back and we're ready to dive into things and we're refreshed and it's going to be great. And we have a lot of things coming up in January that we're excited about. So,
yeah, I'm very excited. Do you want to talk about them right now?
Sure.
Okay. So one of the things that we are going to be doing for the month of January is 31 ways you can practice sustainability for free. I'm excited because I have more than 31 things on a list that you can do for free, but we're going to divvy those up. And for the month of January, you'll see us on Instagram and on Facebook as long as I can figure all that out, because it's not connecting sometimes. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Anyway, we're going to be doing reels and posts and videos, showing you guys how to do all of these 31 things. Some of them include super easy things like just saying no to a receipt or collecting your water before your shower, because it's always cold and you don't want to take a cold shower. But yeah, there's 31 things. That's exciting. I'm excited for that. I think it'll be fun. And the other thing that we're doing is a declutter challenge, and we are both going to be decluttering. I'm not sure if we're doing them the same way. Are you going to be doing yours the way that I'm doing mine?
So Alicia has decided that she wants to do a YouTube vlog of what she has decluttered for the month of January. And I'm going to do a mini vlog on Instagram, potentially followed by, me talking about it. Just maybe like a video or a recording, because we're probably going to be decluttering our house in different ways and our spaces. That's going to be great to talk about and differentiate.
Yes, I'm excited. I've already started. So I'm going to be uploading my videos throughout the month of January. And I think you're going to be doing the same thing probably, right, on Instagram?
Yes.
I've already started decluttering. And the way that I'm doing it is the way that the minimalists do it. So they made up the challenge. So on day one, you get rid of one thing. On day two, you get rid of two things, all the way up to the end of the month. And then it's like something like 500 items that you get rid of, which that's insane to think about. But I'm sure that I've got tons of things that I can get rid of. And I'm very excited. I'm already on day 9 and I was already kind of struggling, which I don't know why, because I have a gajillion things that I can get rid of, but I have like hoarder mentality, I think, where I'm like, oh, I could use this at some point.
Yeah. And I think sometimes it's easy to fall into that too, when you're trying to be sustainable, because you do want to hold on to a lot of things, mm-hmm. and you think, oh, I could use this for a sustainability project later on, or I could use this to do this. And, but then it becomes too much and it can also be a little overwhelming. It's great to be sustainable, but we want it to be like efficient too, to where it's not overtaking our lives, you know, because then that can be more stressful than it needs to be.
Yeah.
So it's good to do this, and maybe, we'll start doing this every year and it'll be a reset for January. That would be great. So
a yearly reset.
Yes.
I think it'll be fun. What I'm trying to do right now is go room by room. So I started out in the living room and that went pretty quickly, because there's a lot of stuff in the living room, but it's like movies and music and collectible, like things that I'm definitely not going to get rid of. And a lot of it's Dave's too. So that went by pretty quickly. So now I'm in the bedroom and I'm like, oh yeah, this is the jackpot. I've got clothes. I've got shoes. I've got I've got a whole like drawer thing, like a 3-bin drawer of like gel pens that I had never touched. So I can get rid of those.
I love gel pens so much.
I'm like, I never use these. Oh, so that can definitely, this bedroom is going to be where I get rid of a lot of stuff.
I'm that person that I really honestly don't have that many clothes, but I'm the person that wears like 3 outfits and then everything else in my closet just sits there. So mm-hmm. I think I might be decluttering some things that I'm like, I hold on to this. Why? I'm never going to wear it.
I want to do the thing where like you turn all of your hangers backwards and then like after the year or whatever, however long it is, whatever's still turned backwards, that's what you get rid of. I think that'd be fun. I'm
that's
sure
smart, that but stuff. If you turn it backwards every single time that you do laundry, because then that would get confusing.
No. So like you would take everything out, take everything out of your closet and hang it back up, but with the hangers backwards. And then everything, like if you take something off the hanger to wear, then once you put it back up, you can put it the other way. It's because you know that you wear it on a regular basis. And then everything like at the end of, I don't know, however long it is, like 6 months or 12 months, anything that's still backwards, that's what you get rid of because you haven't touched it in a year.
That's a great concept.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. I will say that in my decluttering, I'm going to have a few things in terms of like recycling. So I know for me, I hold on to like batteries that are dead, and I hold on to like my filters, my water filter things. Some of the things that I'm going to be doing is decluttering, but also like properly disposing of things that I hold on to because I want to properly dispose of them, or I'm waiting until I get enough to dispose of. So I think that I'm going to mix that in there too.
That's good. I like that. Yeah. One of the things that, well, actually on my day one of the declutter challenge, I got rid of my huge chemistry set because I'm finally, thank God, finished with that class. And there's so many chemicals in there. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do with all these? And I'm really hopeful, fingers crossed, that I can donate them to like a school. Or I actually found this website where you can donate lab equipment. So I can send that stuff off for sure. I know, but the chemicals, I'm just like, this is not going down the drain. It says not to do that. So what am I supposed to do with it? So I'm trying to figure that out too. Cause yeah, I think it would be really nice to like, not only show you what I'm decluttering, but like how I'm decluttering it. Because a lot of stuff is just like, you know, you see people decluttering clothes and like dishes and that just goes to like a thrift store. But what about batteries? And what about like old electronics? What am I supposed to do with that? So I think that'll be really fun to like, because I don't really know what to do with my old phones. I have 2 or 3 old cell phones and I'm like, what am I supposed to do with these?
Yeah, I still have an old laptop from like college because I hold on to everything because I don't want to like dispose of it incorrectly.
Yeah.
I also have like a lot of old art supplies and stuff that I could probably get rid of, which I found a place in Chicago that takes them too. So
that's
really great. Yeah. For my clothes and stuff, I actually didn't donate them to like a Goodwill or a Savers this year. I actually found a mom group in my neighborhood. And then there's like donation groups and stuff in my town. So I can actually give them to a person who needs them versus like just dropping them off at like Goodwill or Savers or wherever, which is great because at least you know that like that person is, you know, using them. And I always let them know, like, if you can't use everything that I'm giving you, please give it to someone who needs it or drop it off at a donation center. Yeah. Cause I feel like that's more personable than just dropping off all your stuff. It's easier to just drop off all your stuff.
Oh, yeah. It is, unfortunately. And then you have to think about like, is it even going to be sold? Or is it just going to get thrown in the trash eventually? That does suck. Yeah, that's cool. I like that. I'm also thinking I've got some things that I'm getting rid of. Like I have an old camera lens and I'm not going to donate. I'm obviously going to try and sell that. There are some things that I'm going to try and sell. And then some things I'll just try and like give away. But one of my goals is to like not throw anything in the trash. Unfortunately, I've already failed at that because I had to throw something in the trash from that chemistry box. But it's fine. I'll get over it.
I mean, you can start over because I mean, if it was unavoidable.
Yeah.
But I have a lot of papers. Like my papers are probably going to be my day 30 or my day 31 because I have so many. I keep everything and Roman will come home and bring home like papers, everything that's ever been graded from him, like all these things. I keep everything. Like it's ridiculous. And so I have like a filing cabinet and binders and so many, and there's just papers sticking out of them. It's so crazy. I don't have room anymore. Like I started taking like Amazon boxes and like other boxes and just putting all my papers in it. Like it's going to take forever for me to, I could literally just categorize what the papers are and probably do 1 to 31 days because it's just so much.
Yeah. I probably could have like done at least, I don't know. I could have done like day 30, with all of that stuff in my chemistry box, but I was like, is this cheating? So I was like, I'll count the box and everything in it as one. Like that totally could have been day 30. I would have easily done it.
That's a lot of chemistry stuff.
Oh my God.
That's insane.
I'm so glad to be done with that class. I'm finally done with all of my prereqs. So everything from here on out is environmental science and I am stoked about it.
That's great. You were getting closer. You're getting closer.
So pumped. Anyway, so if you guys are interested in checking out our declutter challenge and seeing what we're getting rid of and how we're getting rid of it, find us on Instagram. And then you can also find us on YouTube now, Chasing Sustainability. There's not anything up there right now, but there will be eventually. After you're hearing this, there will be at least one of those blogs up. So that's exciting. So there's going to be an update episode uploading. Right now, I think we are only going to be doing one episode a month. And just like I said, we've got a lot going on in our personal lives. And then this podcast and everything around it is more just something for fun. We don't want to be stressed out with it. So we're trying to not extremely overwhelm ourselves. Once we finish the 31 days of January and finish the declutter challenge, maybe we will change the upload schedule. But as of right now, it's just going to be one episode a month because we've got a lot going on with the reels and the videos and everything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, one episode. Get used to it.
No, I think it'll be really good because it allows us to focus on social media and that's where a lot of our listeners come from. So engaging with you guys is really fun for us and we really enjoy it. And then once things sort of, once we get into the flow of getting back into the podcast, I think it'll be easier for us to do more episodes a month. But I think this is a great start and we're really excited to start off the challenges with you for January. Mm-hmm. And also, we don't really push this a lot on our channel because we really focus on the sustainability portion of things. But one thing that you can do for sustainability for the month of January is sign up for Veganuary.
Yes.
And that helps with the planet and climate change and stuff as well. Just reducing your meat and dairy consumption is really great. And we can provide more information on that for you.
That's cool. I like that. Definitely a good suggestion. One of the best ways that you can reduce your carbon impact or your, not just your carbon impact, but overall your impact on the planet. And if you can't go vegan, at least give up beef. Don't eat cows.
They're so cute.
They're so cute.
The fluffy ones are my favorite.
Oh my gosh. They're so cute.
They are cute.
All right. So when we first started the podcast and I talked about some things that I was really excited about regarding episode topics, I'm really like into like greenwashing and I really like talking about biodiversity and like really like not deep stuff, but deeper than what we've been talking about, I guess. But a lot of that requires a lot of research. And sometimes I feel like the episode might be a little boring. So I'm trying to figure out how exactly I'm going to do this. It might be like an oral essay, if you will, on a podcast episode where I just kind of sit down and talk about whatever the topic is and then that's it. Or maybe we kind of have like a back and forth and we bring up little bits here and there and then you'll find it like a more in-depth post on Instagram or something. But I also thought that doing like video essays, kind of the same thing as an oral essay, basically, but just with like some graphics, just to make it a little more interesting and like maybe just as like a visual representation of what I'm trying to explain, because sometimes it's really difficult for me to explain things with words. I have to have a visual. So maybe it's the same for you too. I don't know.
Yeah. And I think if you wanted to be in the video and like, you know, have examples of greenwashing or biodiversity, I think that would help you too. Mm-hmm. And help our viewers or listeners or both feel more engaged.
Mm-hmm. Now, we finished talking about all the, you know, episode updates and everything like that. When we started recording, we had an episode, I think it was episode two or three, or maybe both of them.
Yeah, we had them broken into two episodes mm-hmm. because we had so many swaps and things that we wanted to do.
We talked about like some of our absolute favorite swaps at the time. And we talked about swaps that we wanted to make that we hadn't, they were kind of like wish list items. If anything has changed regarding sustainability in our lives, like some of my swaps have changed, unfortunately, whether it was a financial thing or I just something that I couldn't commit to. I don't know about you, but yeah, things have changed for me. So I thought we could maybe talk about that just as a way to be like, sustainability can be easy. It can be difficult, and you're not going to be able to do everything that you want to do. Sometimes you're just going to have to do what you can, and everything else you have to, I don't know, advocate for it.
We like to keep it real. We feel it's really important to be transparent because it can be really hard to feel like you can't meet those expectations. They're unobtainable. When you see other people on podcasts or social media, it can be intimidating. So we like to really keep it real and let you know that you're not going to succeed all the time. There's going to be a lot of trial and error and a lot of failures. And then you're going to find what works for you. And then you go from there. So, you know, we will continue to share our progress and our failures with you so that you can, you know, feel a little bit more like it's something that you can get on board with and something that you can handle doing and make a lifestyle of it.
Okay. So Hannah's favorite swaps, when we discussed this episode, Hannah's favorite swaps were a reusable shopping bag.
I still do that. Now I keep them in my car because I always forgot them before. No matter how much I love them, I forgot them all the time. Now I keep them in my trunk. So worst case scenario, I take all of my groceries and put them in my purse or I carry them to my car and then they're in the reusable bag. So it may not always be like the normal thing of taking my bag and putting it in the store, in my purse, or taking it into the store with me, but they get used still. So however that is.
You also had a reusable water bottle on your list.
Yes, I still use it, but I'm home now, so I don't. Yeah. I don't go anywhere to use it right now.
A water filter pitcher, like your pure thing. I love mine.
Me too. I've gotten smarter with mine because I live in a household of three other people who also really love water. Mm-hmm. So now I fill up my big, it's like 30 cups or something. I fill that up and then I fill up mason jars and a big water pitcher and I fill up my other water pitcher from it instead of just waiting for it to drip a million times.
Dang.
So I fill up a bunch of other things and stick them in the fridge and then I fill up the cup.
That's nice.
Or the pitcher from it because then it makes it easier and I don't have to do it every day because I feel like if you're busy and you have to constantly keep filling it up, it can be hard to remember or hard to stay consistent with it. So.
Yeah, we have the same one, that really big one.
Yeah.
We fill it up like every day because Dave drinks nonstop. Well, he doesn't drink just water. He like has like Kool-Aid mix that he mixes with it, but that's all he drinks. So we go through like a whole thing in a day.
I get tired of being the only one filling it up. So I just started like, that's why my entire, every level of my fridge just has like containers of water. And that works for me because it lasts longer. So,
I mean, if it works.
Yeah. Okay.
You also had a teak lip balm, pretty much anything a teak.
Yes. I haven't bought anything new. I've actually been using up a lot of like old shampoos and conditioners that I already had. Mm-hmm. Instead of using my teak because they're just around and I figured like, get them out of the way. Because I didn't do that before. I just sort of bought new things. Full transparency. The lip balm I do like, but you do have to rub it on your hand first, I feel like, because it's rough. Like like a hard wax type of thing. So rub it on your hand a few times and then try and rub it on your lips. That makes it easier. I haven't bought anything new from them in probably 6 months, how many ever months it's been since I started the podcast.
You had like a reusable lint roller?
Yeah, I do like that. I still use it when I go out.
Makeup eraser?
Yeah, I don't wear makeup anymore. Like I don't feel the need to wear makeup. But I do still use it sometimes to just wipe my face off at the end of the day before I do like my face.
I haven't worn makeup in a while, but when I went to my friend's wedding, I felt so pretty. And then
Oh my gosh, you look like, you were so gorgeous. I just love seeing all those pictures. We're gonna have to like post a picture of Alicia in her bridesmaid's dress on her Insta because she just looked so amazing.
I felt so pretty. I was like, is this my day? I'm just kidding. No, I liked it. It was really pretty. I liked the outfit and we had like little crowns. I don't know what they were supposed to be.
Yeah, they're like flower crowns. Yeah.
Yeah. They were really cute. I like it. The whole look was good.
It was. He looks very goddess.
I just goddessy.
However you want to say.
But like ever since that, I was like, oh, I forgot how much I loved wearing makeup. So I've definitely been using my makeup eraser a lot lately. I just love it so much. Like, I always thought it was such a gimmick. Like when I never had one, and then I think my mom got one for me, or I got myself one. I don't remember, and I was like, this thing is actually magic.
It's like the softest thing you've ever put on your face. It's like, it's just amazing. Like I said, I use it even when I don't have makeup, because it makes me feel like it removes the gunk from my face.
Mm-hmm.
It removes the day off of my face.
Oh yeah.
I really like it. Was there anything else?
Yeah. Your last two were the final straw and hemp dryer balls.
I don't use my final straw anymore, like recently, because I don't go anywhere right now. However, when I do go out, and when I remember on my trips to Indiana, I do take it when I remember, and I use it then. But I haven't really been anywhere, so I haven't been using it as much. Mm. The dryer balls, I do use them. My only problem is like my washer and dryer downstairs, and I bring the clothes up. So sometimes I remember to bring the balls back down to use them. But like if I'm down there doing laundry and the balls are upstairs, I'm just going to dry my clothes out. And also sometimes I air dry a lot of things. So it's like half and half that I use them. I don't use them every time that I dry laundry.
Yeah. I was never able to find the hemp dryer balls, and I almost bought wool ones, which I know is not necessarily the best thing to do, but I didn't. I ended up finding like silicone ones. They're like,
oh, spiky, nice.
Kind of. When I first, okay. So we had like a box of dryer sheets, and I was like, Dave, he uses dryer sheets. I said, when this box is finished, can we please get dryer balls? And he's like, do they work like dryer sheets? And I was like, yeah, like I don't understand what's wrong with dryer balls, but whatever. I ended up buying the dryer balls, and he buys his dryer sheets, and that's just how it is. And that's, I have to accept it. We're different. We're completely different. He buys his own laundry detergent. I buy my own laundry detergent. I'm done on that.
I mean, sometimes I feel like that's the only thing you can do when you're in a relationship and they don't have the same perspective, because you still want to feel like you're doing your part regardless of this.
Yeah. Like, so there are some days where I'm like, I go back and forth, because I'm like, what I'm doing is just being canceled out by what he's doing. But then at the same time, I'm like, well, because I'm using what I'm using, that means that he's using less of that stuff, which means it'll last a little bit longer. I'm trying to justify it.
Well, and also if you were doing it on your load, like the same amount of clothes, it's not necessarily being canceled out per se, because you're still washing your load of clothes with it instead of using just his stuff. So
yeah. And whenever I do laundry, like if it's not like a combination of our stuff, I will use my detergent. I'm not using his, but yeah, I really like the dryer balls. I think they're really nice. I don't like dryer sheets at all. I've never really enjoyed them.
I don't either. I feel like if people knew how they were made, they probably if they knew how fabric softener, like,
I don't understand fabric softener at all. I don't get
that. Like, I don't understand. Yeah, I don't either. It's just a weird thing.
Negative about it.
No, I just feel like sometimes we buy into the way that society wants us to do things, but we don't often understand the process that goes into the things that we use.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the products and stuff that we use on our body and our clothes and stuff is harmful, not only for the planet, but for us. Yeah. Not to go into a big spiel or anything, but I totally understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that you got those balls. I feel like it's very difficult to find the hemp ones. I only found them once. And once they're gone, I probably won't be able to find another. Maybe it's just harder for them to make them, but
maybe. I don't know.
That you found an alternative that you. Yeah. That you like.
They're not bad. I like them so far. So if anyone else out there is like living with a partner or just a roommate in general, and you're trying to be more sustainable and you want them to be more sustainable, listen, you have to just do you. You can't make them change. If you want to see a change in them, then you just have to set an example. And if they still don't want to change, then you can't, there's just nothing you can do about that. You can't expect everyone to change.
Really, all you can do is lead by example. Mm-hmm. And some people will get excited and follow in your footsteps, and some people will not be into it, and that's okay. Yeah.
Sometimes it's just about like figuring out what they can do without like being too much of a problem, like not like a problem or a burden or anything, but like too much of
you
a change.
You just don't want to push it on them. Yeah.
Yeah. Like
I don't want to deter you from trying.
Yeah, like I got Dave to recycle. I mean, that's pretty big because it was just throwing everything away. So he might not use the dryer balls, but he recycles, and at least there's that. And also, I think another way you can, if you're trying to like talk someone into it, maybe like making it in a way that affects them more, like talking about like money, for example, if you're like, I know that it's kind of, you know, it's a big investment right now, but over the long run, it's a lot cheaper than if you were to keep buying whatever you're buying now.
No, I feel the same way. But yeah, you just have to get started on your journey and find what works for you. And then you can integrate other things with your partner or your roommate or whomever. What else was on your list?
On my list, I had a safety razor, which I've been using for years and I love it. I'm not going to give it up. I still keep trying because I remember in the episode I talked about the leaf razor where it's like the three blades stacked. I just can't. I don't think I can do it. I don't like it. So if you want it, Hannah, you
can probably have it. I'll definitely take it.
I don't. I was really hoping that I would like it because I'm...
Is it terrifying to use? Because I'm kind of actually terrified to use a safety razor because I'm one of those people that would definitely cut myself. So
yeah. Well, like the traditional safety razor, like the butterfly one that opens up in the middle and like you put the blade in, that one I cut myself a lot, but I still use it because I just prefer it. But it's all about like, really is how you hold it. You just have to get used to that. But the leaf razor is more like a traditional three, like a stacked razor, and the head of it like bends a lot. So it's really easy to work with. So it's definitely for beginners, but yeah, I could not get down with it. So I totally give that to you. And I'm going to count that, you guys, as one of my decluttered things. So
do it. You just, sanitize it first.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Also on my list was my menstrual cup and my Thinx underwear. And I totally still use the Thinx underwear. On my menstrual cup, I've been using it for a couple of years. But over the past couple of months, I haven't been using it. I'm not going to lie. I bought tampons.
I feel like I just can't get down with a menstrual cup. Like, I just feel like...
All right. So here's
the thing. I don't know.
You really have to find one. You really have to find one that works for your body because we're not all made the same. Okay. Neither are the cups. And this one has been doing so well for me, but the past couple of months, it's just like, I feel like it's causing more cramps than anything. And I don't know why. Am I changing? Is my body changing? it's just been too much for me. So I just haven't been using it. Unfortunately, I don't know if I want to keep trying or if I want to get a different one. I don't want to give up because I definitely like using it because it's, first of all, it's a lot cheaper than buying tampons and it's a lot less waste. Okay. This one is really going to bum me out. It's not going to bum me out. It already has bummed me out. It's my Native deodorant. I still have it. I still use it, but when I first got it, the first like 4 months, it was so good and it smelled good. But lately I feel like I have to reapply it like multiple times. I don't know what's wrong. Is it me again? I'm questioning.
I've always felt that way with my deodorant, but or when I've used Native, I still use it. Yeah. I feel like if you sweat a lot or if you're moving around it, I feel like it starts to smell a little oniony. Like, I don't know how to explain it any other way.
Like I have to reapply. But the thing is, I sit at a desk all day long. It shouldn't be like that.
Yeah, so that's true.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I've also heard that like diet can affect your smell. And I've been eating like junk lately. So let's not blame it all on the deodorant. It could be me a little bit, but it's just,
I mean, I still continue to use it, even though I feel like some days it doesn't last all day. Some other days it does. And I never brought it up before because I love it still. So I just feel like
they're such a good company. And also keep in mind, like I'm using the one for sensitive skin. So I don't know if the one with the baking soda is like that much of a difference, but because that's the one I feel like people always talk about is the normal ones. But I have to use a sensitive one because I can't use baking soda on my friggin' armpits. So I'm still trying it though. So also, I had silicone straw / final straw, and I used the crap out of that thing. I love my final straw. Thank you, Hannah.
You're welcome.
I use it even at home because I hate not using a straw. I have sensitive teeth. This one is okay. So stainless steel bottle. I still use that. Obviously I still use my who gives a crap toilet paper. I still do secondhand shopping. I still use my floss pick. I don't use my Bite toothpaste. Not that I don't want to do it. Not that I don't want to use it. I like the product. It's just too expensive right now. So I'm back to using Toms of Maine. I really like Toms of Maine. They're B certified if anyone cared. That means that they're doing really good stuff for the planet and for people. Like they're going above and beyond what they have to do, which I think is really great. And they have fluoride free options if that's what you want to, but I prefer fluoride or like in the buy toothpaste, the nanohydroxyapatite. Yeah. It's just, it's like $7 for a jar versus $4 for a tube of toothpaste. For those of you who don't know, my dog has been sick for like a long time. She's been sick since April and it's December now. So we've been making like bi-weekly vet visits. And I today spent almost $400 on x-rays. I'm having to cut down where I don't necessarily need to spend a lot of money. And some of the sustainable items are a little too expensive for me right now. So I'm going back to brands that are still a little bit better for the environment, but not necessarily like the best packaging. So, you know, like this is a plastic tube of toothpaste and, oh, I'm not using drops anymore. I'm using like just a liquid detergent because it's, again, cheaper right now. You know, I'm still trying to do what I can. I'm still supporting like the best sustainable option when I can, as long as it fits my budget right now. So it's unfortunate, but I'm doing what I can.
So I started doing the same thing. I have some drops left, but they were running low. So I just got Simple Truth, I think it is. It's like eco-friendly liquid detergent, which I'm using.
That's what I'm using. What scent?
I got unscented because I'm really sensitive to like smells. I can't do like heavy detergent smells. It's just not my thing. So I got unscented. I did see they had like a wildflower one or whatever. That's that what I wanted I have. To
it's
try.
Not that it's really not that strong either. Cause normally like really? I can't do scents, but this one's not too bad. It's actually really, really light and I enjoy it.
Okay. I'll have to try that then. But I really like it and I feel like it gets my clothes clean and, you know, and I can recycle plastic after. And it's not the most sustainable thing, but it's more sustainable than like Tide.
Yep.
So Alicia and I were discussing how with the pandemic, when we started the podcast, we were doing things a little bit differently. And now, you know, those things have changed, especially in the past 2 months with things being as chaotic as they were. We've changed a few of our habits, maybe for the better and some probably not. For me, I started ordering groceries a little bit more just because things were chaotic for me and it was overwhelming for me to go to the store. So that in turn is more plastic. And sometimes when other people are picking your groceries, they buy things in plastic more than if you were to be able to get something and not put it in a plastic baggie or fresh vegetables that are not in plastic. So that's something that has changed for me. And then I just save the plastic bags to either take to the store or use them in a way where I can reuse them in some way. And then also I've severely slacked on my recycling because it was becoming overwhelming for me. I still recycle, but it wasn't to the extent that I did before. And there for a while, if I was getting overwhelmed, it may not have made the recycling. And for me, that was a huge change that was rough for me to get used to because I do want to continue to recycle and put my best foot forward when I can in terms of, you know, making sure that things are properly recycled and don't make their way into the landfill. However, sometimes with the way things are and, you know, if there are a lot of changes in your life or maybe you're struggling with your mental health, there's no shame in not being able to do things the way you were doing them before. Like if you need to take a break and take a step back and reframe the way you're doing things or reevaluate and do what you can until you can get back to it. And there's nothing wrong with that. Alicia, what are some changes that you've made that were different than when we started the podcast is in terms of like things that maybe you stopped doing or things that you implemented?
I stopped composting, not because I wanted to, but my compost bin outside, I went to throw some stuff in it. This was probably a couple months ago. There were bugs in it. And I was like, is this normal? Like, I mean, I'm sure it's not that bad, but there were like a lot of bugs in there. And I was like, is it just like too hot or too wet? Like, is there too much moisture? I didn't know. And I didn't want to like continue to put stuff into it if it wasn't going to like make something like a healthy soil. So I've just stopped composting for right now. And I'm trying to find a place where I can take my food scraps to be composted. I would really like to have like one of those Pila tabletop or countertop composters, but they're so expensive. So
Lomies. Yeah. Those would be good, especially for people who are like busy and need something that's like low maintenance, and that would be great. Yes. It is very expensive and you pay for filters like every couple of months. So
yeah,
definitely something you would have to maintain.
It's a little crazy. So yeah, I haven't composted. I feel, I don't know, like it sucks, but it just is what it is. It's just not something that I can do right now. So I'm trying to find a place where I can take my compost because I would still like to do it in some way, even if it's not on my porch. I've also had some really depressive moments I'm not going to actually say I'm depressed. I've never seen a therapist. I don't know what my problem is, but I can say for sure that I've had like lows. And sometimes during those periods, I don't want to do anything. So like peanut butter jar in the trash. Sorry.
Yeah.
This is just reality. I'm not trying to like justify anything. This is just how it is sometimes. And no one's perfect.
No, I think it's important for our listeners to know that we both struggle with mental health. We do. And we are aware of that. And that's why we disappear sometimes. And we know that, you know, it may not be as feasible for some people to be as consistent as others. And that's okay. We make it work the way that we can.
Yeah.
But yeah, it does affect our sustainability journey. It affects other parts of our lives, but we do what we can. And when we're able to, we get back into the routine of things. But sometimes you have to take a step back for your mental health and do what's best for you. And if the peanut butter jar goes in the trash, honestly, like it's not going to be the end of the world because of the fact that the weight of climate change and sustainability and the world being impacted is not on one person's shoulders. Like there's so many other factors, and it doesn't do you any good to feel guilty or feel like you have to do it all perfectly. Otherwise the world is going to end. There's so many other, you know, factors to that. And so, yeah, just take a step back. And if you're struggling right now, do what you can, do what you feel is the most important, and put everything else on the back burner until you can revisit it. And I hate to say this, but nothing is more than your mental health, because it literally is the driver of you. So yeah, you can't be successful in your sustainability journey if you don't take care of yourself. And for me, it's very important to like just stress how important mental health is, and and that if we need to take a break or if we need to step back from something, we will, because we know how important it is to us. Mm-hmm. And we want to be there for you guys, and we want to share our sustainability journey with you, but we want to do it in the best way possible. And that means us being our best selves and stepping back sometimes for our health. So we encourage you to do the same. It's really important. And yeah, just, you don't have to be perfect. And we've made some changes. I'm hoping to get back to being better at recycling and actually physically going to the store. I get overwhelmed socially, you know, when there's a lot of people in the store. So that's something I'm trying to get better at. You've got this.
you can do it.
Yeah. We're really happy to be back and to be sharing a lot of things with you in January and in the future. Yeah. Alicia, do you have anything that you want to say? I feel like we've pretty much covered everything we wanted to talk about. Social media is our life now. So if you don't hear us on the podcast a lot, that's because as much as the podcast is our focus and we love it, we feel like we reach more people and we're able to share more of our experiences with you on social media. And it can be all encompassing and all consuming sometimes. Like it's just this big grandiose thing that sometimes we feel like we don't have a handle on.
And so, we'll figure it out. I mean, like we thought we were prepared last time. We definitely were not. This time we might think we're prepared still, and we might not be. And if we
there's so much that goes into it, but we're having a blast. I mean, we always have a really good time and
it's fun.
Laugh probably a little too much. Like if you saw us recording our episodes, you'd be like, these two girls are crazy. But we really enjoy ourselves, and that's the most important part. We're not gonna ever claim to be perfect or to even like know what we're doing or have it together. Because
does anybody?
No.
Name one person who has it together. That's what I'll thought. I'll wait. Yep, I think that's pretty much it. Yeah, we'd like to start recording again, hopefully get an episode once a month up for you guys. We have a lot planned out for the month of January for like social media. So definitely follow us over there, Chasing Sustainability on Instagram, definitely on Instagram. Still trying to figure out the whole Facebook thing. I don't know why it doesn't connect. Frustrating, but I'm going to work on that. We'll have like our declutter challenge videos up on Instagram or YouTube, depending on who's you're following. This was good. I'm glad that we got to come back and talk, and hopefully you guys are just like kind of glad to hear us again. Oh, I did notice that there were some people who listened even though we were recording. So people that listened over those 4 months, thank you. We appreciate it. I really think that's all I have to say now at this point. I'm exhausted. I had a really long day. I want to just go take a nap. So Hannah, I'll see you later. You guys follow us on Instagram. find us on YouTube, find us on Facebook. That's all you can find us on right now.
We're not cool enough to have like a Twitter or anything like that. So
yeah,
well, don't find us there.
I have a Twitter and I've used it like a few times over the past.
For me, it's like, I don't get it. Like, I don't understand the Twitterverse. Okay. It's not my thing.
We have enough going on. Okay.
It's for people who have things to say that like, I feel like that are in like the celebrity world and I'm just not.
We're not there yet. Once we get there, then we'll get the Twitter. Don't worry.
We're going to be sustainable famous.
Okay. They'll be like, who are you wearing? I'll be like, I don't know. It came from Goodwill.
Okay. I made this myself out of hemp that I grew in my backyard.
Oh my gosh. All right. Thanks so much for listening, you guys. I'm not going to tell you where to follow us because I've said it a million times already. We really appreciate you guys listening. And we'll talk to you soon. Oh yeah. And don't forget to keep chasing sustainability. Bye.
Bye.
We're going to be talking about 31 ways to be sustainable for absolutely free. Wait, for free, for no cost, for $0.
Wait, for free, for $0.
For the month of January, we're going to be talking about 31 different things that you can do for free to be sustainable.
31 ways you can practice sustainability for free. There we go. I nailed it. 31 ways you can practice sustainability for free. Like right?
It. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh God. Okay. For the month of January, we're going to be talking about. Wait, what was it?